Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beautiful people. I pray that you are well. I pray that you are blessed this beautiful morning. And I pray that your day gives you all that you expect and all that you didn't even expect in a beautiful way this morning. This morning I'm going to be reading from Luke. Then Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaiden of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to what you have said." And the angel left her. And at that time, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country to a town of Judea. And she went to the house of Zechariah, and entering in, saluted Elizabeth. And it occurred that when Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with and controlled by the Holy Spirit. And she cried out with a loud cry, and then exclaimed, "Blessed, favored of God above are you, and blessed, favored of God, is the fruit of your womb. And how have I deserved that this honor should be granted to me, that the mother of my Lord shall come to me? For behold, the instant the sound of your salutation reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed, happy to be envied, is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of the things that were spoken to her from the Lord." Luke 1:38-45. This morning, I want to speak to the blessed. Speak to the one who is blessed with more than enough. And I'm not financial terms. I'm speaking of assignments in your life where God gives you more and more assignments. And in your more and more, you know and you feel in your spirit that God won't give you more than you can bear. But sometimes you're figuring out and trying to wonder, why me? Why am I continuing to give more? Your giving of yourself, despite your blessings and your joy, continues to give God the glory of your life. It continues to speak who you are in God. Blessed, favored, to be envied by others. The scripture tells you to be envied by others. You're going to have some people that don't like you, and that's just the way of the world. You can't control their emotions. You can't control them. So remember, you are blessed. And in your blessing, you cannot forget about others. That needs to be your first priority, others. This walk, this time you have on earth is not about you. Mary was told she was pregnant, a virgin, told she's pregnant, and getting ready to birth the blessing that will bless the world for years and decades and centuries to come. She was told that this is her task. And instead of going shopping for baby clothes or going and prepare a room for Jesus, what she did was got up, leaped, and went to Elizabeth's house. And Elizabeth was pregnant. Elizabeth was needing a word from God. And despite what she had just been told about this big assignment upon her life, she went to someone else. She went to Elizabeth to bring Elizabeth hope. So in your blessings, don't forget about other people. In haste, one, go and help somebody else. Father God, I come to you this morning. I thank you, Lord God, for waking us up again today, Lord God, for blessing us with your love and your favor. I pray, Lord God, that you would just continue to give us the strength, give us the will, Lord God, to take ourselves out of the elements, Lord God, and go and help others. Lord God, you give us what we need to survive and conquer each day. I pray that you would give us more so that we can be a blessing to others. Give us more so that we can share in your joy, in your favoritism of us, in the blessings that you poured into our hearts, poured into our minds, poured into our spirits, Lord God. We fall short, Lord God. Fill us up, Lord God, again and again and again so that we won't fall short of giving you the glory, or we won't fall short of bringing hope to someone who is looking at us and wondering how we're so blessed. Give us that strength to go and share it with them. Give us that strength to go and encourage them, despite what you give to us, despite how we feel, despite our joy. Let us be a blessing to others. And when we feel we don't have it, Lord God, remind us who we are in you so that we can know that we have a power despite our inabilities. Mary was a virgin and was blessed with Jesus. We can be high school dropouts, widowees, divorcees, single, unemployed, uneducated, felons. We can have the least of the least, and you can be the God of who you are and put favor on us like never before so that we can go out and encourage others with our favor, with our blessings, Lord God. Well, I just thank you this morning for who you are. I thank you for this powerful word, Lord God, this morning. You are so powerful, so anointing. Let us, Lord God, live the letters and not just read these pages, read these stories, and just say, oh, good for Mary. Oh, good for Elizabeth. Good for Jesus. Let us live each page, Lord God, so that we can be who you called us to be, so that we may be a blessing to others because of the blessing that you poured into us, Lord God. Lord God, I consider it done. I consider that every person connected to this call is walking in it and that they're being the hope carriers, the blessing carriers, the favor carriers, Lord God, that you called us to be. Lord, I love you. I thank you for who you are. I give you praise, glory, and honor. It's in Jesus' name that we come to you, humbly giving you praise. We come to you seeking and revealing and declaring healing for the sick, healing for the lost, healing for the weak, healing, Lord God, for those who need healing in their minds, clarity, Lord God, to move forward and do who you called them to be this morning, Lord God. Lord, you are a God that does not lie. So I stand on your word this morning that you are able to do exceedingly and abundantly all that we may ever ask, hope, or imagine today, Lord God. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have a beautiful day. Be great. Be loved. Man, go ahead in haste and be a hope to somebody else today. I love you. Have an amazing day. God bless you.